Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get you another weather update here brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. 88 degrees right now in Miami. Rainy conditions have pushed back a little bit to 4 p.m., which will be good for the ride home today for me.
Well, actually, it needs to rain so I can get the snow off my car.
Is it still happening?
Yeah, it was hashy, man. A lot of hash was flying out.
Did they have like a handle on that, or is it just is it
what
going
do you
crazy?
Do?
I don't know.
You don't do nothing but make sure it doesn't cross into residential areas or anything like that.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to rain up by me in about a half hour. I wonder if my son's game's going to get canceled. What do they play soccer in the rain, though, right? Just no lightning.
Well, they could, but they're kids.
That's true. Kids are soft these days. I'm just kidding, man.
I'm just saying.
Minus one for sass.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Would you want your kid playing in the Thunder?
Not Thunder, but rain is fine.
Rain, he could play it. But he's
rain
not wrong.
Fine.
Baseball sucked because baseball, like if it rained a little bit, no good park, at least in Deerfield, had drainage. So like it rained a little. You were cooked. You didn't have a game. It'd be like it would rain for like 10 minutes and it'd be like, all right, game's canceled, boys. I mean, you know, when we, you know, my first park over there, like they had the construction tape. That was our fence. Like they just walled it.
So if somebody hit a home run, you just run through it?
Yeah, you could. Finally, like the year I left it when I went to high school, like they built a brand new park and everything. I was like, oh, now?
Dude, you haven't lived until you've watched 17 kids on defense play T-ball.
You ever see the swagger kid, the kid in T-ball where he does the slow motion as he scores?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that kid. He's hilarious.
They do whatever they want.
They really do.
They're you can tell kids that want to play baseball and kids that are out there because their parents want them to do something. Do it, Billy. I don't want to.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Marlins, they continue their series tonight. Max Meyer, Minnesota boy, is on the hill against the Twins tonight. That is at 7:40 p.m. Should we bet Max Meyer?
Big Dumper broke the slump. They made him take a shower in full clothes break the slump.
That's great. Baseball players are weird, man. They'll do some strange things to get out of slumps.
I know. Football players do, too.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Cheetah wore a G-string.
So
the cheetah? What?
Derek Jeter wore a
G-string. Oh, Derek Jeter. I thought you said the cheetah. Tyreek Hill. Well, you never know with him.
So usually with football players, it's you stick to a schedule. And, mm-hmm. and part of the reason why is so you can feel comfortable. And that way you don't stress before the game starts. So I would, again, I would leave the hotel, go home, take a go to the gym, then take a shower, then go to the stadium, and then get taped and whatever. If I couldn't find a gym because we were on the road, it drove me like crazy.
Really?
Because you can't do the same stuff at home. Like, you can't do the same stuff on the road. That's disgusting. You see that?
Like, yeah, the horny giants.
Dude.
They're pumping each other.
Yes.
Yo.
Like, what is that?
The outfield, like, they celebrated after they beat the Dodgers. They were humping each other. I think they were told to stop that.
You think?
That was a little weird.
You saw that too, Jennifer?
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm disgusted.
I would always feel like I would always be a little nervous when we go on the road, hoping mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to start my day off the way I wanted to.
Does Brown security have to find that for you, or Viking security?
No,
like
because a lot of times, sometimes it wasn't necessarily the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I got to Minnesota.
Okay.
Because Minnesota gyms are open 24 hours.
Okay.
All of them. So I could get up and go ride the bike for like 25 minutes, then go home, shower, put my my clothes on, then go to the game. When we get on the road, you might not have the same type of bike. You might have the same equipment. Like, it just, so I would always get, you know, just feel antsy. So there's that. I know guys who had to have, I knew guys who would drink half a cup of coffee and then get another half a cup.
Yeah, we talked to Miguel Rojas, remember, a few years back, and he said he had to bring his espresso maker with him on the road.
Yep.
Had to. He had to have that coffee before. Yep. Otherwise.
I know guys that certain coach had to throw them a pass before, like, every game, right, until he got drunk and he missed the game.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, big dumper. Good to see him bust out of his slump. Yep.
Had to take a fully clothed. He had to take a shower in his uniform.
Got to shake it up. Got to shake it up. But Max Meyer on the hill tonight for the Fish.
Don't. No. No. What? No, he's doing it again, Vlad. What, we had a deal.
He wants to gamble.
No wagers on Marlins pitchers. And he goes, maybe I should have. No.
What's the strikeout?
Let me look.
No.
Four and a half?
Let's see. Max Meyer.
Five and a half.
What do I got for tonight? Come on, let's go Hard Rock half.
You know you're going to wager Leroy.
No.
Let's see.
No, I don't know.
Player props. Pitching.
You're going to wager.
Five and a half strikeouts, too. That's not too bad. Five and a half strikeouts.
Told you.
Got some plus money on it. Throw into a parlay, you know.
With Liam Hicks.
Hometown kid. Yeah, maybe Liam Hicks is due.
Hometown kid. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Gooseys.
Right?
No.
Tobin and Leroy in New Orleans wasn't wagering on me.
You don't know that they weren't wagering on you.
No, I know.
I thought you didn't play in the Superdome.
Once.
Okay. Well,
I'm talking about, like, you know, hometown boy. He's coming to town one time.
I'm sure somebody bet on you.
We played
for
the Browns.
Did you score?
No, I did not. I would say.
Were you nervous?
No, a little bit. I would say that's one of the only stadiums I didn't score in. I didn't score there. I didn't score down here. This is the only stadium I didn't play in.
Right.
I almost scored everywhere else.
But did you have a lot of friends there to watch you for the Superdome?
I told you when I got my check on Monday.
Oh yeah, you did.
It said zero and it said to be continued on next check.
That's crazy.
Because you bought so many tickets?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Damn, they took it out of your paycheck. Huh?
That's what they do. Jeez. Same thing with fines.
Did you get anybody to give their allotment to you?
Yeah, everybody.
Jeez, that many people, huh?
I think I got 80 tickets.
Jeez.
And I was only able to get like 25 from teammates. So, yeah.
Well, Marlins, they lost yesterday 3-0 to the Twins. They'll try and bounce back today. 7:40, 7 o'clock, Marlins on deck. We'll get you going. The NFL will release their schedule tomorrow, 8 p.m.
Who
Dolphins.
Cares?
I care. I care. All that's right. A win. That's a loss. On Friday. Primetime games, revenge games, little show me something games.
How are we doing that without having any idea what your team's going to look like?
Watch me. By the way, happy birthday to Super Doll fan Darius Rucker, 60 years old today.
Oh, his birthday is only 2 days away from mine?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not that much older than me either.
Crazy, man. Yeah. May 13th, 1966.
Yep. I'm more excited about Sophie's birthday.
She's excited about her birthday. She's like hounding me
all
to give her the presents.
All she wants to go do for her birthday is go to
Cheesecake Factory. That's what she likes.
Is that is that like Prime 112 by you?
Pretty much.
That is the Prime 112.
You got Boonies, you got Golden Corral, and then you got the real creme de la creme Cheesecake Factory.
Boonies?
Yeah, Boonies. It's a bar up there.
Oh, but you can't take your kids in there to eat.
I'm not going to.
No, I'm saying. So you have Cheesecake Factory, you have, what's the other one?
What?
Boonies.
Chili's. And if you really want to step up, Cheesecake Factory.
Wow. That's like...
Or Outback. Did you read
that? No. It goes Boonies, Chili's.
Outback,
then Cheesecake Factory.
Yep.
Although, I don't understand. Can somebody explain to me? For the life of me, I cannot explain how they have a 27-page menu, but only two things people eat.
You get the...
Bang Bang Chicken Shrimp.
Yep. I think this microphone just shocked me.
Really?
Yeah, I think it did.
You almost electrocuted?
I think I did.
It wasn't enough of your lies?
It wasn't because he put his lips on it, because he ain't got no lips.
Oh, man, jeez.
He brought you?
Fair play to him.
Oh, my God.
We spent an hour doing toe jokes.
Wait a minute. Like, I love the way everybody's all sympathetic when I get on him. Like, yesterday, did you see how you guys went after me? Nobody said that today.
Too much
on Leroy.
You said it. It came from your heart.
No.
Like a deep place in your heart. Yeah.
No. Enjoyed it a little too much.
It was, that was intense.
Leroy.
It may have been intense.
It was intense.
Yeah, all right. Versus a toe joke. You can't be intense with a toe joke.
I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah, but yes, we are going to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Are you going to get Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp?
Hmm?
That's all I know. That's all I've ever eaten there.
What's the chicken I like?
The avocado egg roll.
Chicken Romano? I think Chicken Romano is a good thing that they got.
Chicken Romano.
Yeah. It's kind of like a foo-foo chicken parm.
Oh, with fancy cheese, but no sauce on it, top.
Right.
Just the cheese.
Yeah. And then it's got like the vodka sauce.
Oh, yeah. I think vodka sauce gave me the runs one time. There's a place they use it on pizza. No.
Please clip that.
Leroy.
This is no lie. So we got a pizza. My daughter said, I said, where y'all want pizza from? We want pizza from this place. They go, oh, they got that good vodka sauce. Mm. So I ate the pizza. And I was just
and you got drunk
watching,
off the vodka sauce.
I was sitting watching TV and all of a sudden.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
I'm like, oh. What? I was at home. So like 30 minutes later, I came out of the bathroom. I was sweating.
Woo.
I'm like, I think this vodka sauce didn't work well in my stomach.
Mm.
I haven't eaten pizza from there anymore. Mm-mm.
Fire the bum guns.
So when people say, it had vodka sauce, I'm always a little skittish because my stomach is like, hey.
Thank God you said skittish.
And look up, my stomach says, hey, remember that vodka sauce we had last time? They're like, yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Man, you were wrapped off a ship on that one.
Hey, that vodka sauce had me in the bathroom taking a knee.
Oh, man.
It's not a victory formation.
No.
For the 8 count.
Dude, I'm like, my stomach was so messed up, I had to like lay on the cold floor like the dog.
Joe Cortez is stepping in front of Leroy. One, two.
No, he's waving them off.
No more.
Dude.
No more.
I was hurting. But the crazy thing is, I've only thrown up one time in my life. So I don't.
Well, okay, so you've thrown up orally, but it hasn't mean that you haven't thrown up, you know.
What do you mean?
Like,
no, yeah.
You had the runs. That's a throw up.
It made it through the system. It ain't go back the other way.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.